this edition of Ashantel. Hello, you guys, and welcome to this edition of Ashantel. If you have any questions, please feel free to email me. My email address is askchantel@gmail.com. So, today I have a question from Lydia, and she's 14, and she's from New York, and it's about a first kiss, and I'm going to go ahead and read a question to you. She says, "Hi, Chantel. I have my first boyfriend, and I know he's going to kiss me very soon, and it's my first kiss. I'm very nervous and stressed. Where do I put my hands during the kiss? Do we tongue kiss on the first one? What do I say afterwards, and what if we bump noses? Thanks." Oh my gosh, Lydia, this is such an adorable question, and I'm just gonna go ahead and say, as a disclaimer to you, you're 14 years old, so you have to be careful when you begin kissing, because sometimes kissing can lead to other things, but in most cases, it's not going to. But you just have to make sure that you're always in a comfortable situation. Now, with that being said, where do you put your hands? Right above his shoulders, around his neck. His should go right around your waist and not below. If he seems to wander a little bit, you can politely move his hands if you feel that that's necessary, okay? And it won't make it awkward. It'll just let him know how far his limits and how far your limits are. What if you bump noses? Who cares? That's the most adorable thing ever. You can kind of laugh it off if it makes you feel kind of uncomfortable, like, oh, how cute. And then go ahead and reposition yourself. You just giggle a little bit, and it's totally fine. People do it all the time. Even if you've been kissing someone for a long time, that's going to happen. It's natural. Your noses are right in the middle of your face. That's going to happen, so don't even worry about it. Tongue kissing, you don't have to tongue kiss on the first kiss if you don't want to. If you feel comfortable, then you can. But if you don't, then don't do it. Just kind of follow his lead. Just really, the way I look at this is, don't do anything that makes you feel uncomfortable. If you feel uncomfortable, then don't do it. And don't compromise your values and beliefs. What do you say afterwards? All you have to do is smile. And if there's an awkward pause or you feel like there needs to be conversation, then you can just begin talking to him about the day that you guys have had, or however long it's been. If it's been a couple of minutes, that, you know, we can reminisce on a time before. You can talk about the current day. Just talk about you and him, and talk about how you're enjoying your time with him, and how you think you're, you know, that he's a great person, and how you guys are going well together. Just don't get too serious too fast, because guys get scared off by that. But just go ahead and just talk about the day, and talk about how you think he's a great person, and how you like spending time with him. And that's all you really need to talk about. You don't need to make it any bigger than that, or any more complicated than that. I hope that helps. If you guys have any questions, please feel free to email me. My email address is askchantel@gmail.com. That is askchantel. Thank you so much for watching, and do not forget to subscribe. Hugs and kisses.